person has to know that Torah be'etzem, right, is Eish, and Eish burns. And there's no way a person can learn Torah. Torah is Eish. And a person has got to learn Torah like that. A person has got to learn Torah bereshis of Bezeah, like it's given in Har Sinai, v'Har Sinai, Oshan Kuloi, Eish, Oshan. The Torah Kadosh is Kuloi Lekus, and Lekus is Eish, and Eish is a Bechina that burns. So a person has to realize that the whole Levushin of Shnai Moichzin, and Shosh Nogach, and Yesh Noichlin is only Kadeh that we should have an Achiz on Torah, that the Eish shouldn't burn us. That the Eish of Torah shouldn't burn us. It's a Psahazaham Toka that the Eish of Torah shouldn't burn us. So that's but the Ikka Inin of Torah is a person who chaps onto the just that, chaps onto the Levush and misses out the Eish. So it's a terrible Zach. A person who takes it lightly is Mezalzel and Lekus. He learns Torah without COVID, he's Mezalzel and Lekus. And Remus is a big sod. That the whole Inin of Torah is that Torah is Mantik the Eish, because he's going to say Torah is also Chulamayim, Torah is also Nimshalamayim. Why is Torah Nimshalamayim? Because Mayim is Mamtik the Eish. Bechina Mayim is Mamtik the Eish. In other words, the Torah of Doisha is a Bechina of Eish that doesn't burn. That's the Torah of Doisha. So it's a Bechina of a Be'etzim Eish is Soyref. But the day the Torah is Nislabish into other Zachim, so that's therefore the Humeda, Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Torah Kaviyachal in a way where it's an Eish, but it's an Eish that's not Soyref. That's a big klal. And that's the Chibur of Eish and Mayim. That's a chibur of Eishanayim. All in Yonim of Kedusha, the MS, all in Yonim of Kedusha are in Yonim of Kedusha that are Eish. And therefore, all in Yonim of Kedusha are Gvuradik. Because it's Gvuradik, it's Eish. But it's only Berei Brachim of Bechasadov that the Eish is the Eish that's Eino Soyref. And therefore, that's why Ke'ilu, a person of Ata, has to have Yira. And Yira is going to explain Yira is a Bechin of Eish, right? Because he has to have Yira to realize it's Eish. Baruch Shalom does want a person to search forward. In other words, if a person's got the right COVID for Torah, so Baruch Shalom wants him to delve into Torah and the Eish won't burn him. Then some talk of Eish Shemayim. And the Baruch Shalom wants that. Ritzoyne is Baruch. If there's Yira, then the Baruch Shalom wants a person to love the Torah and to go into the Torah. Mechlal, all in Yonim of Elikus. So that's the whole sod of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Moshe. Why was he called Moshe Rabbeinu? It's called Moshe Rabbeinu, Kimina Mayim Meshisiyu. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to come out of Mayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Bechina of Torah, the Heilige Torah, and Torah is Eish. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's going to bring the Torah down to this world. If you bring the Torah down to this world, it's going to burn up the world. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to come from Mayim, and that's how he can be Mitzchaba with Eish, and then you can get both Madregas of Eish and Mayim, which Torah is compared to, Koy Dvarik, Eish Num Hashem, and Lachut Samul HaMayim, which is the Bechina of Mayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Bechina is a Bechina, that's why it's called Moshe Mikimina Mayim Mishisihu. That's the Ikka, the only way Moshe Rabbeinu could bring us the Torah was that Bechina, that he was Mechaba Eish and Mayim, and the Eish of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu Ilu made the Eish of Torah in a way that the Eish doesn't burn. However, the Eish is scary because it burns. However, the Eish of Torah, if you go properly to Torah, then the Eish of Torah doesn't burn. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was taken out of Mayim, and that's the Nakuda, that's the Chibur of Eish of Mayim. That's the Chibur of Eish of Mayim, that it's an Eish that doesn't burn. Maybe the Mayim doesn't put out the Eish either. Come to it, the Mayim doesn't put out the Eish either. Because the Mayim only puts out an Eish when there's a stira between them. So when there's a stira between them, if you see that when you pour water onto fire, so first it gets very wild before it goes out, yeah? You seen that? Kilo, yeah, what is it? That's the Bechina of a Melchama. It gets wild. Eish now standing up for its rights. So when there's a Melchemes, Eish HaMayim, right? There's a Melchemes, Eish HaMayim, so then there's a Melchama. Mitzad the Melchama, one is going to, every Melchama, there's a Tzad that's a Menatzeach. So if there's a Tzad that's Menatzeach, so you see the fire getting wild. But Mitzad the Torah Kedusha, Mitzad Bechlal HaLikus, and Torah Kedusha, is a person's gisha approach to Torah is with the right approach, taka with Yira, over with Moridika Ava. Yeah, well, that's a fine balance, Versteitzach. With Ava and Yira, Kilo, that Bechina. So, Meila, then the Eish is not Soyrev. So, Meila, the first Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gilui of what? A Gilui in a Sneh. And what was the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Vasneh in any Ukal. It's a nice hot fire. This is a new sort of fire that the fire doesn't burn. It's a fire, it's scary. Moshe Rabbeinu looked away. He couldn't look at it. Right? He turned away from it. It's fire. But the mice of the fire didn't burn. That was the remez that Ben Shalom was giving him. Then in that gilu, he says, this is the fire. This is the fire that we're going to come down. Meila the snez and then ukala. Meila therefore by Kabbalah Satori, we got the Torah. We talk of getting ash over the fire doesn't burn. That's the whole sod of Yom Tov. The whole sod of the Gimel Regalim. See if you saw the whole sod of the Gimel Regalim is the Bechina of a person gets to a Moedika Taiva and Moedika Ava and Dvekins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yom Tov, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash will discuss. The Beis HaMikdash was Taka the Mokim. The Beis HaMikdash was Taka the Mokim. I will discuss it. The Mokim of Shemayim, which is Eish Shemayim. The Beis HaMikdash Taka Mokim. It wasn't a steer. The Beis HaMikdash was a Mokim. But the fire was a fire that's not a steer to the Mayim. The Oilam Lekova at the Geshomim is Amarochim. Never put out the fire. It wasn't a burning fire. Mele wasn't a steer to Mayim. Mayim only puts out the burning a kule gvurdika fire. Oh, but the Beis HaMikdash, we've discussed different mahalchim in the Mo'elam Lekova. Oh, this is another mahalch. Oh, it wasn't a fire that's misnagged to Mayim. It's not a fire that's misnagged to Mayim. Mele didn't burn. That's the whole sod of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll discuss it. Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of toichei rotzav ahava. Beis HaMikdash is a mokum which is kule ahava. It's a mokum of kule ahava. Chayra then is a steer a person's got to have about a year and pachad. So of a mitzat sheni, what gave us the koyach to get to such high levels of ava and dvekas to our Kodesh Baruch Hu and Beis HaMikdash? How come we weren't scared of the fire? So that's the sod. That's the sod of going up to the Beis HaMikdash and Gimel Regalim. That's why the Masechta talks about the Gimel Regalim is Chagiga. The Karbon is coming up to the Chagiga, and right at the end of Chagiga, the last Gemara of Chagiga is Talmid Acham Ein Eish. Ein Eishu Gehenim Sheletus Behem, and then the last Gemara is Afilo Poishi Yisrael. Ein Eishu Gehenim Sheletus Behem. A Kaluchayim from Mizbeach Hazov. Madach Mizbeach Hazov is only one little thin layer of gold. Nevertheless, didn't get burnt. Alachas Kama Vakama. After Rishon Shemaleim Mitzvus Kerimoin Shnema Rakoseich Kfelach Amoin Rakoseich Alachas. That's the end of Maseches Chagiga. So what's the end of Maseches Chagiga? As the Eish brandished. The Eish in the Beis HaMikdash doesn't burn. Ein Eish Gehenim Sheletus Behen. Ein Eish Gehenim. It's a Hamtoka Dika fire. It's a Sneh Nenu Ukam Dika Zach. That's the end of Chagiga. That's the end of Chagiga, where the Chagiga is, where the Taka Klal Yisrael came and the Yomamish reached such high levels of Av or the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Where was the fire? The Teretz is when they reached such high levels of Av and Tveikas to Rabbeinu Shel Olam properly, the Regalim, that's what the Regalim were meant for. So made of the fire that comes out from there is the fire was brandished.
You know that's like the Eish Gehenim?
Who? Even the Eish Dinan, that's the Chiddush, it's the Eina Sheletus Ben. For the Poishe Yisrael. They got to such levels there. They got to such levels of Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. If they did it properly, so then the Eish they were miskarif to the Eish. That's Eino Soyrif to the Snedik Eish to the Snenenu Ukaldik. That's that type of Eish. That was Soyrif in the Beis HaMikdash.
Same pshat in the Kibshan Eish by Avram. Same
Bechina. I mean, Avram Vina was they are slightly different. We'll discuss the Ovis. The Ovis about the Yaakov Vina is the Ikka of Ava and Yira. Oh, but yeah, Avada the same Nakuda. It's an Avad, there's an Eish that's Eino Soyrif. Chameina, therefore, in the Chag Stam Chag is Chag HaSukkos. Chag HaSukkos is the end of Mesech HaSukkah, the last Perik of Mesech HaSukkah is Perik HaChol. Perik HaChol talks about the Sinchas V'Sheva. Sinchas V'Sheva, they used to juggle with fire is a dangerous thing. So say that they were professional. We talk about Medach and Tanam, Heliga Tanam Amiram. Tanam Amiram, I'm sure they didn't do juggling practice. And they didn't have time to do juggling practice. And they were juggling with fire. Now what's the vote? That's the vote. The vote is they were juggling with fire and the fire didn't burn. So it's under a sort of fire. That's until you hold Yerushalayim. It says the whole Yerushalayim was Kamedura. Whole Yerushalayim is Kamedura. Rahman Islam, why they call the fire brigade? Whole Yerushalayim is Kamedura, it's Sakonis Nefoshes. What's the Teretz? Teretz, no, this is a fire, this is a Chagdik, this is a Chagigadik fire. Chagigadik fire brandished. That's the sod of the fire. Yom Tov, they came to such levels of Dveikas to Rabbeinu Shalom. Over those levels of Dveikas, Rabbeinu Shalom, about its Eish, of its Eish with mine together. It's a Hamtokadik Eish. It's a Hamtokadik Eish, and that Eish is an Eno, it doesn't burn. And that's the Eish of the Torah. It says, Taka, who used to juggle? It says, the Zakenim. It wasn't the Chevre who weren't learning. He used to spend morning Seder with juggling practice. It was the Zakenim, it was the Heilige Eden. So the Heilige Eden had the Torah Kedoshah, and the Torah Kedoshah is Eish and mine. Shemayim is as our Eish Shemayim de Kamatza, where the Eish is Eino Soyrif. It's a Snedika Eish, and a Snedika Eish is Eino Soyrif. Meila, therefore, Chagigi is Taka Ein Oy Shegehenim Sheletis Behem. It's an Or, that's a Or, it's a fire that's not Sheletis. It's a fire that's not Sheletis. It's not such a scary thing to juggle. To juggle with fire. And if the whole Yerushalayim became like a Medura, if the ganze Yerushalayim became like a Medura, it was like a Medura. You know, nowadays they have these things, the Chasanas, they have these things, the fire doesn't burn. You see, they put their hats on fire, but they have a certain, I don't know what they do, a spray, a chemical, that doesn't burn. That's a dark of Sne Nene Ukav. So that fire that doesn't burn, and that's a Gashmistiga Zach. The Geruchmistiga fire that doesn't burn is the Dveikus to the Torah of Doisha in the right way, is the Eish that doesn't burn. And that's the whole Bechina of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they used to come and give a Ragonim to the Beis HaMikdash, because the whole Matzah of the Beis HaMikdash was a Matzah of Shemayim. We discussed this before. The Beis HaMikdash was Shemayim down here. Shemayim is going to discuss. We'll discuss that Shemayim is made from Eish Shemayim. Eish Shemayim, oh, but it's Eish Shemayim, it doesn't burn. Eish Shemayim together. Eish Shemayim together. That's Shemayim. That's Shemayim. So the Beis HaMikdash was the mocker of Shemayim down here. Beis HaMikdash was a mocker of Shemayim. And that's what we said. If Eish HaMayim, if the Eish HaMayim up there doesn't burn each other out, it's Amtokadik Eish HaMayim. That's what the word Shemayim is dafka for, Eish HaMayim. That's together. It's the Eish HaMayim together. Eish HaMayim doesn't burn out each other. So that's why the Beis HaMikdash, when the Nisim was Ma'idam Lekova Atze Gesholm Matze Amarocha, we discussed that. That's the whole Indian. Right? I shouldn't have rained. And it's got to rain. It's got to show you that this is a Tchum of Shemayim. And Shemayim, Eish HaMayim doesn't put each other out. So Meila, therefore, that's the Tchum of Shemayim. So therefore, the Gemara Golan is to come to the Beis HaMikdash. When they come to the Beis HaMikdash, the Gili of the Beis HaMikdash was that the Eish is not a Brenadika fire. It's an Eish, it's not a Brenadika fire. So Meila, therefore, that's why Navada, this is persons, you've got to have the Ava and the Yira fit. You've got to have Eish HaMayim, is going to explain as Ava and Yira. Avada, sometimes when there's too much Ava, there can be Kilkulim Chas V'Shalom. Therefore, Maseches Chagiga, Taka Maseches Chagiga, first of all, discusses the beginning of the second period, the whole sugya of all the different Rakiyim, Viloin, Rakiya, all the different names for all the Rakiyim. Because Chagiga is the Beis HaMikdash, Tika Yom Tev, all the Yidna by the Beis HaMikdash, all the Yidna by the Beis HaMikdash. He made all the Yidna coming up to Shemayim, all the Yidna coming up to Shemayim, so it's a new gaze. You see different Rakiyim and Viloin, it's Eish HaMayim, it's Shemayim. Beis HaMikdash is Shemayim. So Chagiga, the Yom Tev, when they came up to the Beis HaMikdash, they were zochah to the Giluim, exactly all the different Rakiyim and all the Shemayim. About that person has to have the right year, and therefore also in Maseches Chagiga is the whole sugya of Arba Shenichnasu LeParadis. Arba Shenichnasu LeParadis, that was taka dangerous. The person's got to be careful. The person's got to have a year. That's what we discussed on Rosh Hashanah when we left Shubin. That Beis HaMikdash, the Vada, there's a mitzvah of Yira, Mikdashi Tiro. Once you get in, it's Kule Teichai Rotsu V'Hav. That's the Av and Yira. Av and Yira is Eish HaMayim. That's Shemayim. Shemayim is Av and Yira. Eish HaMayim. Av and Nechnasu LeParadis is they went too far. They went too far. In other words, let's tuck it, then it can burn. Then it can burn. They weren't ready. They went even too far. Then it can burn. Oh, but that's the sugya. That's the sugya of a fire that doesn't burn. And that's all the levushim. So we have to realize that. Now we have to realize that the person's got to learn Torah takud av and yira. If a person learns Torah av and yira, so then he can reach the fire of Torah, and the fire of Torah won't burn him. That's why a person just learns Torah for the chitzayin chas v'shalom chitzayinistic, just learns Torah without what's his name, without dveikus. Meila, he doesn't get anything. Wants a person to get to the Eish. He wants a person to get to the Eish in the oifen where the Eish is Einu Soyrif. And that's with Av of the year.
Is that the site of the bonfire that was laying there?
I believe it.
Something else?
It's no, it's not something else. Mom's not something else. It's the gilui, the faker, that's one step of Pnimis HaTayr is whole sort of Tayr HaKabbalah, that it's the Eish without the Levushim. Eish without the levushim. Pnimis atayr is Eish without the levushim. In other words, when you go to Rabbi Shemayim Mungsim and you learn Shnayim Oichzim, and he'll tell you what's pshat. This type of the talis and this neshama is connected to this one. So then he's learning. He's megalati the Torah b'li levushim. It's the Torah b'li levushim. It's lechayre mamish Eish. The Rashbi was megalat, and the Rashbi came to a matzav where the Rashbi could bring down the Torah, could bring down even the pnimis our Torah in a way where a person can learn it and won't get burnt. That's the sod. It's the sod of Lag BaOmer. The Ikka pushing through, or Tzadikei Emes were pushing through, was to bring down Pnimis HaTorah in a way where it won't burn. And that's the sod of Lag BaOmer. It's another sod to Shmuel, but Navad. All fires of Torah are related together. Moshe Rabbeinu makes sure when a mayim shisiu makes sure that it's an enoka. Because the Ava and Yira are the two wings that take the avoid up to Shemayim. Why is Ava and Yira the two wings that take the avoid up to Shemayim? Because Shemayim is Eish Shemayim together. Ava and Yira is Eish Shemayim. So Ava and Yira, you make your avoid into a Shemayim dik avoid. The person who does avoid, the person who's davened with Ava and Yira, who's learned the Heli Gatoira with Ava and Yira, so then what is, it becomes a Shtikl Shemayim. Shemayim is Eish Shemayim. Eish Shemayim, he's saying, is Ava and Yira. So a person's avoida is an av of yira dik avoida. It's a shemayim dik avoida. It's parchas leila. It's chayzlem koyre. It's a shemayim, which is a shemayim. So that's why it's parchas leila. A person who's avoida has got no av of yira, or just ava without yira, yira without ava. It's a shemayim dik avoida b'chlan. It's a shemayim dik avoida. It's like do. Stays over here because not a shemayim dik avoida. However, Ava Yira two wings, because Ava Yira is Shemayim, it's the Eish Shemayim of Shemayim, and the Eish Shemayim of Shemayim, which is Ava Yira. So that makes the, everything a person's done into a Shemayim Dikazach. That's the tachlis of the person. Tachlis of the person Bahai Alma is, like we say, Kimei Shemayim Aloritz. To make everything over here Shemayim Dik. How do you make everything over here Shemayim Dik? You got to see what the name Shemayim is. Shemayim is Shemayim, it's Eish Shemayim. So you got to make everything Eish Shemayim Dik. You make everything Eish Shemayim Dik, which is Ava Yira, Shemayim Dik. So you make making a Shemayim Dik Avoida, you're making a Shemayim Dik Avoida, and it's Parcha Le'ela, then it's Chayzel and Koyre.
Is it Av Yira of Sphira? Does it have Avoida? When do you have Av and when you have Yira?
So that's a Sphira. Some places you see that Av comes before Yira, and some places you see that Yira comes before Av. That's a whole separate discussion we'll finish. It depends, that's Kilo Lule Dechet, is Av comes before Yira, so it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Noichi comes before Veloy Yilacha. Because Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ikiz Ava, and the Yira Memela is the person who gets to the Ava, Memela is so Mira. After the Chet of Adam Rishon, so then there's Chet inside, and then we first need Yira, and then we need Ava. The Friday night is first Yitzchak, and Shabbos morning is Avram. And that's a good subconscious.
Is that when a person most tired? Should you have a mind the Yira or the Ava?
Both. So which say that I'll ask about the Chorim HaMitzvahs. Even clearly, the Chorim HaMitzvah, the Heilig Rav Tzadik says that the Birchas HaMitzvah is the Yira, and the Mitzvah itself is the Ava. In other words, the Birchas HaMitzvah is the Birchas, is the making a bracha. Why do we make a bracha? Because we make a bracha, we say Melech HaElam. Shegetshonu v'mitzvaysa v'tzivonu. In other words, you are the Melech, and we are the Tzivonu. That's a tchuna of Yira. The Rebbein Shalom is the Melech, and we're doing it because of the Tzivonu. We have to obey the King. But when you get into the mitzvah, it's the rather the mitzvah is kulei taina, kulei ava. So usually the way it works, kilo after the chet of Adam Rishon, is first you have to have the yira, like we discussed. The doshi tiro is on the outside. However, inside is kulei techa rotsav ava. Aaron HaKohen was nor aleph. Nor aleph is ava and tainuk. But till he went to the Bessam Migdash, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tatenem Rashi in Shmini, Kravlam Zbeach, Fisha Ayo Yorei Lageshes. It's Moshe Rabbeinu no, Lakach Nevcharto. So the boy from Klali, the tchuni is first Yira and then Ava, because the Yira is safeguarding that the Ava won't go too far, won't be a mechina of nechnas leparadis. So boy from Klali works like that. There's days with, it doesn't work like that. There's times of the year with tefakeh. Boy from Klali is big, is first Yira and then Ava. So the first birchas Torah is a shekel d'shana b'mitzvayis b'tzivanu, which is a melech oila b'tzivanu. Then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'harevna. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'harevna. And it's a Ariza, Shekhana brings down. You do say Amen before b'harevna. You don't say Amen before b'harevna. And tachlis the Torah is sada v'day is because a shekel d'shana b'mitzvayis b'lasik b'dei Torah is that's the year of Torah. And b'harevna. And Harevno is the Arevis, the Masikis, is the Ava of Torah. By Torah, they've got to come together. By Torah, they've got to come together, so we don't answer Amen. We don't answer Amen. We go straight to Sheikh Shon Lassa with the Visayah of Harevno. Because Torah is the Eshemayim which come together. Torah is the Eshemayim come together. The year and the Ava come together. So maybe there's no Amen, there's no Afsaka. It wants to go straight from the year straight into. That's the whole sod by mitzvah. So there mustn't be mafsik between the birchas ha-mitzvah and the mitzvah. If you mafsik between the birchas ha-mitzvah and the mitzvah, the ikka of the mitzvah is the Rebbein Shlom wants a person. Mitzvah is minashin tzavsa. Tzavsa is connection. Connection is ava. It's connecting to the mitzvah. Mitzvah is tzavsa. Tzavsa is ava. It's kulei ava. Mitzvah with atbash, we know it's yud kevavke. Yeah, mitzvah is the mem tzadi, is with Atbash is Yud Kei, and then the last two letters of mitzvah is Vav Kei. So mitzvah is Behem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Yud Kei Vav Kei is Kulei Rachamim, Kulei Ava, Rachamim Chasodim. Etzem mitzvah is Rachamim Chasodim. Now the Yira is a Hachana for the mitzvah. The Ikim mitzvah is Tzapsa. The Man Shem wants us to get to a Mardik Tzapsa. So Meila, the Yira is a Hachana. So you must be mafsik between the Bracha and the mitzvah, because the Ikim mitzvah is Taka the Ava. Person's mafsek, he leaves, he makes the ikka into the yira, b'chin is yira. And the ikka mitzvah is to use the it's why yira shemayim is always called a shahr, and yira shemayim is always called a shahr, the Gemara in Shabbos. Then it's Torah without yira, he has the keys to the inside, not to the outside, the yira is called a shahr. So the person has to know that the ikka is not the shahr, the ikka is the etzim zach inside. And that person is mafsik. Or by Torah, it's mislavish. By Torah, the anshkines hagdoyle, the hilag hachamim, and sucking the bracha in a way. By mamish, in the same bracha, you have the hour of the yira, and even though the difference, therefore, ki'ilu, you could answer, you can't answer. However, that's not talking straight to the sheker dishana, the mitzvahs of the tivana, to go straight from the yira to the bechina of the harav, not to the bechina of the arevis and the ne'imis and the hour of Torah. Yeah? That's a big subject.